Hello, I'm here with John Gaffney, and he's talking to me at the IPPA Happy Faces Day event here that's being held in Cork, and it's the 30th of June 2012. And this year, Happy Faces is in support of the Jack and Jill Foundation, and John is one of the people who has benefited from the foundation, and also somebody who's very actively supporting the foundation. John, can you tell me a little bit about your story? How come you're here today, and how come you're involved with Jack and Jill?
Well, my daughter Grace, when she was born terminally ill, and she was with us for a short time for 10 weeks. And in 5 of those weeks, we had her at home, and it was 24/7 care. She was a baby that was very prone to seizures. We had to feed her through a tube. She lost her breathing numerous occasions. And we got in contact with Jack and Jill, and they were able to give us a let out. They gave us a nurse for four nights a week, which helped us with our exhaustion, to be honest, because we had 4 kids at home as well. And we gave a bit of time for those as well, because they were losing out big time. And do I speak about the HSE or do I not?
Sorry. you can if you want. But because we all know the HSE, not particularly good in these circumstances. No. But tell me what Jack and Jill were able to do for you in terms of concrete measures that they were able to help you with.
Well, it was a bit of, if it was for us to concentrate on the daily tasks of life, shopping, ironing, homework, the rest of the kids, and it was to get a night's sleep was everything, you know. It really was, as I say, it was like winning the lotto, really, to have them on board, especially when you have a kid that's terminally ill and who cries a lot, and you don't know what to do. Your baby's just sent home, basically to die, which we knew that was going to happen, but to get her home inside our front door, and to be in a family environment, and it meant so much for the kids as well. They have little memories of her still, you know. Yeah.
And, and I believe Jack and Jill, they provide you with nursing care, respite care, this sort of thing.
That's right, yes. But they actually pay for the care for the nurse, whoever that nurse may be. You get a list of nurses. They're usually up in hospital notice boards and things like that. And we got a good some nurses off that were excellent, who would stay right through the night. And it meant that you could close your eyes and have a night's sleep, you know, which was everything at the time.
And as you say, everything at the time, something not available to you through, if you like, regular channels. And I gather now you're a big supporter, and you're out in the community on behalf of Jack and Jill. Is that right?
That's correct. I've done a few madcap things already. We've had, I'm a referee, a local referee, and we've done a semi-nude calendar that we shot in Turner's Cross.
It's enough to make anybody lose their voice.
I know, yeah. And we're still collecting the money on that. Well, we hope to raise 20,000 through that alone, so which is great, to persuade people to actually strip some of the guys that did it. Actually, their daughters aren't talking to them yet, you know. There was that, and we did a few charity runs and a few quizzes and things like that, but this was something way different, all right.
Where can people get hold of the semi-nude referee calendar?
Well, it's on our ISRS website. It can be got through that. There's some local shops doing it, mostly in the city here in Cork, I suppose. But our website would probably, or even through Jack and Jill's website, they have them as well.
Well, we'll put the website links up with the blog post. John, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.